Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, hello everyone and happy Thursday. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And so we can get all the technical stuff out of the way, for those of you who are calling in from the Los Angeles area, the guest call-in number is 424-258-9337. And everyone else, including those right here in the absolutely beautiful San Francisco Bay Area, the toll-free call-in number is 877-697-9725. And producer Kina is going to be having the chat room open. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can either type them in and she'll make sure that they get to me, or you can wait until after the show and I will be logging into the chat room at that point. So today is really kind of special for me, because in thinking about the topic that I was going to discuss, I ended up having an experience that really drove home something that I really felt it was more important to talk about. Today we're going to be talking about choosing what to embrace after letting go. Now, there's a quote by Aristotle that states, "Nature abhors a vacuum." So basically, if you decide what to fill it with, that the universe will actually line up to put something in there. And this is really significant, especially for people who are working through letting go of things that no longer serve them in their life, either relationships or personal habits or feelings or self-judgments or all those things that really can create a very unhappy life. The idea of letting it go is really amazing. And being able to release your relationship with whatever it is that isn't serving you. Now, there's another part that comes up. There's a part of what happens after you let that go. What happens after that aspect of your life is gone? What do you choose to fill that space? How do you create the new paradigm that is going to let you be able to move forward in a much better way, as opposed to just having that little gap there? And the reason leaving that gap is a problem is because often either we will fill it up with the exact same thing that we were used to, or we will find something similar that does not serve us. So in looking at, say, a relationship that is not one that works really well for you, whether it's a work relationship, whether it's a personal relationship, whatever, if you release that individual and you don't make a conscious choice as to, okay, this is the type of relationship I want, most often, and we have either seen it or experienced it, you find somebody who is very much like the prior relationship, or you fall back into the prior relationship. And you know, there's no judgment on that. If that's what you choose to do, fine. It's just when it's a reflex, when it's for lack of anything else, that's just kind of what falls into the space. The ability to choose what you want to bring in after that point, and as you're going through the process of letting go, it's important to be able to decide, okay, what is it that I do want in that place? What is the relationship and what is the individual that I really want to bring in? And just by stating it and making that a part of, you know, your daily thoughts, it allows yourself to come in and have somebody come in who is going to be more in alignment with what you're looking for. As a healthcare provider, I often help people in working through habits that do not serve them. It could be as simple as how you lift or move something to, well, maybe this particular extreme sport is not the best for you at this point. So the idea of finding a way to remove whatever it is that isn't working for them, I mean, maybe it's they need a better diet. By shifting out of what it is that doesn't serve you, it allows you an opportunity to make choices to what does. Now, with that comes the responsibility of, okay, this is my choice, and I'm going to make it work in the best way that I can. How is that going to happen? Do I need to get help from somebody who can guide me through this process? If you're choosing, say, let's say something like smoking, and you make a conscious choice to not smoke, which, you know, that would be a good and wonderful thing. If you make the choice not to smoke, but then you don't have something that is going to fill that gap, to fill the emotional need, to fill the physical need, now that gap could be deciding to eat a carrot when you want to smoke, you know, when you want to just feel something in your fingers. And I've had responses from smokers. Some of them say, yeah, it actually does help. Others say, eh, not so much. But whatever it is that you choose to bring into your life in order to, and it also occupies the mind. It occupies the, you know, our thought processes. So the thing that we're trying to give up does not seem so overwhelmingly constant in our thoughts. When we create something else in our minds, when we put our energy somewhere else, it makes it a lot easier to create a shift. If you have a tendency to be very lonely and that allows you to kind of let yourself move into relationships that don't work, a way of releasing that is first, you work on releasing the relationship that doesn't serve you. Second, what can you bring into that space as opposed to sitting at home and doing nothing? Well, maybe, you know, you can take that class that you've always been wanting to take or learn that language that you always wanted to learn. You can go out and exercise and work on your physical self. By bringing something in that takes up that space that you would normally be sitting around and waiting to light up the next cigarette or waiting to eat the next snack or the next drink or the next bad relationship. By bringing yourself into a moment where you choose. And choice is such a tremendously powerful thing. We can allow life to happen to us. And I was once told that, one of my teachers told me, that in their mind, destiny was like a template. It was, if you don't choose what you want to do, if you don't want to make the decision, there's this cosmic template that, okay, if you don't do anything else, this is where your path will go. And I don't totally buy into that, but I do see where there is some logic to it. The idea of really making choices in your life and deciding what is it, first off, what makes me happy? What pleases me? What allows me to go into a space that I prefer to be in, as opposed to being in a situation that does not bring happiness to me. And I really rate happiness very highly, because especially if you're an individual who focuses on everybody else's happiness but your own, that's something that I really encourage you to consider changing. Because there's nothing wrong with being there for other people. There's nothing wrong with supporting. There's nothing wrong with, you know, being that cheerleader for others and helping other people along the path in life. And that is a really cool thing. It's a wonderful thing. And you need to find balance in it. And balance is a very key issue in us being able to choose to comfortably let something go that really has run its course in our life. And deciding what is it that we want to bring in as a part of this next phase, as a part of the new paradigm that we want to have in our lives. So by allowing yourself to go, okay, how does this affect me? And that's not selfish. Honestly, it's not. When it's, okay, can I get out of this, or what can this do for me without any regard whatsoever to the people around me? Okay, that's kind of moving into, there's light and shadow in everything. And there is a way for that to kind of go into a less than generous phase where it's like, you know, to heck with you all, I'm just out for me, and I'm just in it for me. You can balance that with, in order to be the best person I can be for other people, I have got to make myself as much of a priority as I would tell somebody else that they need to make themselves. Yeah, a lot of times people say, you know, you got to take time for yourself. You got to take care of yourself. You got to, you know, make a point of doing what you enjoy and being there. And more than likely, that advice is going to come from someone who does not take that advice. I have a very dear friend, and she is so involved in so many things. And I mean, really very important processes, very important things that she does. She helps people. She works with people who grieve. And the idea that she's constantly running, but she doesn't really take time for herself. And one of the first things that she will tell me is, oh, Dr. Eileen, you really need to take care of yourself. You really need to take time and do all this. And I look at her and I go, really? This is what you're telling me? Really? When was the last time you did? And she just kind of looks at me and grins. She goes, I know, I know. And usually people say, I know, I know, when they want to kind of avoid actually agreeing with you. But, you know, it's kind of a, well, yeah, I acknowledge that that's probably true, but it's not that I'm going to change anything. And each person has to walk in this world in whatever way serves them and brings balance to their hearts. So if you're like, you know, the chronic volunteer person, the chronic supporter, that is a wonderful thing. As long as you give yourself, at least some of the time, the same support that you would give somebody else. Because after a while, if you don't, you're going to get burnt out. And I speak this from experience. When I really focus on, you know, what other folks are needing, and I'm counseling and I'm coaching and I'm working with people and treating them chiropractically and all these things, I know that there are points when I have to draw a line and say, you know what, for the next hour, I'm not going to answer my phone, or, you know, I'll let it go to voicemail. You know, during my lunch, I will commit that I will actually take a lunch hour. And often, you know, what I used to do was if somebody called up and they needed to be seen, okay, you know, I'll skip lunch and I'll work on them, which is exactly what I would tell somebody. It's like, look, you never do that. So I'm guilty of it too. And when I think about it and go, wait a minute, the world can wait while I have lunch. At least I can do that. And one of the things that people often have a problem letting go of is the idea that they have to be there for everyone. So I'd like to focus on that for just a minute. The idea of accepting that the world can exist without you for a short amount of time. You know, you can start off with just having it be a short amount of time, but the world can exist without you for at least an hour. More than likely, if something comes up, you don't have to jump on it and address it immediately. Let it sit. If somebody's calling you up who has a major issue and you talk to them a lot and all of this, sometimes the best thing you can do for somebody is to let them kind of think about it for a bit before the rescue. You can support them, just wait 1 hour and say, you know what, they can work on it, and I need this hour to just sit or do nothing or have my lunch or, you know, take care of the things that I need to take care of. And what you can embrace as you learn to let go of, you know, the phrase pendant or just, you know, willing to put others ahead of yourself, you know, however you want to view that, you can embrace, wow, I could have an entire hour to myself that normally I wouldn't take. What would I do with an hour? Well, maybe you'd take a nap. Maybe you would read a book. Maybe you would crochet. Maybe you would just go out and sit. Maybe you would meditate. Often people go, well, you know, I would meditate, but I don't have time. If you take that 1 hour for yourself, you've got time to meditate. You've got time to sit. You've got time to just whatever it is that you want to do. And it's okay. Because it's a lot easier to look at letting go of things that are very clearly things that don't serve you. You know, like I said, habits that, you know, that are detrimental to either your health or your relationship or your emotional state. It's really easy to say, oh, well, yeah, that's something I need to let go. It's very difficult to be able to let go of they need me. This person needs to be taken care of. I need to take care of them. And we think of all these reasons why we have to put ourselves second. That is a good thing to let go of. Because, like I said, if you can say, I will call them back in an hour, give yourself as a gift that time, it's a wonderful way to start learning to embrace taking care of yourself, giving yourself a treat. You know, maybe you've always wanted to go and sit and have a cup of tea and just sit at a Starbucks and read or you know, go to a coffee shop or listen to poetry, whatever. You can be able to do that by letting go of the idea that you have to be in service to others and embracing the idea that you can take care of other people better when you take care of yourself and by treating yourself and being nice to yourself, going and getting a manicure and pedicure, whatever it is that you want to do, treat yourself to that. Because honest, it'll start getting good to you. You'll start getting used to it. You'll start being able to tell people, you know what, I'm sorry I can't make it to that event, and just giving yourself an evening off or a day off. The world can function very well and allow you to take care of yourself. Honest. When you look at the things that you want out of life, maybe it's a better job. Maybe it's a better living situation. Maybe you've always wanted to live in another state or maybe another country. And you've always believed, nope, that's not possible. I can't do that. I remember hearing somebody say once, assume that everything is possible. It's just a matter of how. And by doing that, you allow the opening of the possibility and achieve what you want. I knew somebody who wanted to be able to travel all over the world. They didn't have a whole lot of money. They were able to arrange to house sit in different places. I guess there was some sort of company that would do that. And, you know, you could arrange to house sit. And she went all over the world. And she would house sit. Sometimes she would watch kids or animal sit. But she figured out a way. By accepting that it was possible, it was just a matter of how, she was able to embrace the idea that she could have her dream of world travel and let go of the idea that if I don't have this money, that's the only way I can make it happen. If you have a job that you're really not feeling connected with, and yes, you know, anybody who has a job these days, that's a good thing. And does that mean that's the only job you can have? Does that mean you can't change jobs? No, it just means that you have to do it in a way that doesn't create a problem for you. Going out, looking at what is out there, what type of work is available, what is it that you would love to do? And by allowing yourself to phase out of the one state of being locked into, nope, this is what I have to do, this is what I have to be, and I'm just going to be miserable in it, and to let yourself believe, you know what, I could get a different job. I can look around. I can see what's out there. You don't have to quit, and it can be very seamless moving through. The main point is that letting go is only half the process. Being able to go, now what? What do I want in this place? What do I want to have in my life? And accepting that maybe that's a long process. Maybe it's something you could do in a week. But the change that happens within you, the acceptance of the possibility, one, that you can let something go, and two, that there's something much cooler and much more wonderful that can take its place. The moment you do that, that shifts it. That happens in a heartbeat. That can happen in a blink of an eye. When you go, wait a minute, I think that there's something more possible. Or, you know what? I really don't need this particular aspect of my life to stay in my life. I can let this go, and I can be able to realize and accept that there could be something really cool that's just waiting for me to make space. In a way, you don't know what to do with the space. For most of us, it would be very disconcerting if we came home and found that our spouse had completely gotten rid of all of our furniture. Like, wow, it's gone. It's a big empty space. What do we do? I don't like it. This is different. But then it's like, you know what? Let's put something in here. What is the couch that you've always wanted? What is the, you know, what is the bookcase that you would prefer? Where's that bedroom set that you always dreamed of? Creating a space is only as uncomfortable as the lack of planning as to what to do with it. If you clear a space, if you change your relationship, maybe even end a friendship, and that's a really hard thing to do. If you reach that place where it's like, you know what, this relationship is just not going anywhere, I don't enjoy being around this person, and we're kind of around each other because of habit. There's nothing wrong with that, except if it's what you acknowledge you don't want it and you keep going with it anyway. And in many cases, it's because there's no clear alternative. Creating the alternative. This person and I have run our course. The relationship, our contract is fulfilled. Now, what else do I want? What type of people do I want in my life? Maybe you want to hang around people who are very adventurous. Maybe you want to hang around people who just like to sit around and read. Figuring out what it is that you would like in your life as opposed to what you have is a way of moving yourself out of a place that you may feel stuck. And a lot of times people talk to me about feeling stuck in emotions, feeling stuck in what it is that, you know, you figure you can't get out of. There's a lot of different ways to get unstuck. And some of them are very easy and comfortable. Others may require you to go into, okay, what is the real story behind my being stuck? And after the last show, somebody logged in and we were chatting in the chat room. And he mentioned, you know, about some areas in his life where he was feeling stuck. And he mentioned that he was writing about life experiences. And I read it, you know, he sent it to me, and I read it, and it was amazing. And one thing that he said that he felt drawn to be was a writer. He was just not sure about the process of writing and in releasing all of this stuff that the hope was that it would help him move past some of these traumatic experiences of his childhood, while at the same time bringing him into a place of doing something that he really wanted to do. And for those of you who have any inclination about the possibility of being a writer, if you've had, you know, really interesting experiences or just really profound experiences in your life, the idea of writing it out, whether or not you ever intend to publish it, but by writing it, it creates change. It allows it to move from rolling around inside your head to being out on a page. And by that, it externalizes it a little bit instead of being this internal process that just keeps winding on itself. And if, my friend, you are listening, you're out there, and yeah, I hope you got my email in response to what I read, because I was very, very impressed. And I think that you are a phenomenal writer. I don't care what anybody else says. What I read was great and was compelling, and I really hope that you get my email that where I talked about it. So in this process where, you know, this gentleman was able to move through letting go of these traumas while at the same time using the vehicle for that release to be something that he wants to embrace, an ability and a way of being and a life that involves him being able to be a writer. And by having that thing to move forward with, having something to hold on to, having a way to manage this, it's not just letting go of trauma and letting go of the past. Because the problem is that if you just focus on what you want to get rid of, you don't focus on the possibility of what you can bring in, what you can manifest in your life. And, you know, maybe your life is going through a really hard place, and if it is, you know, I send out prayers for you, and just, you know, God bless you. And I wish you the best in being able to find that balance point and being able to shift out of that stuck space. Consider the possibility that it's not just about giving up something. It's about what you get. It's, you know, moving through to something better. And it doesn't mean that if you're in a bad relationship, you immediately go out and look for another relationship. The idea is that you figure out what is it that hooks you into the bad relationship. What is it about the relationship that is the payoff? Because if there wasn't a payoff for anything we do, for anything we feel we need to give up, there's got to be a payoff in it. And we need to identify that so we can go, oh, okay, that's what I'm actually getting out of this. And that I don't need this person for, or I don't need this scenario for. I can find another way to manage that. So look at what it is that you want more so than what you want to give up. Because by focusing on your world the way you want it to be, what you can reach for, what you can create as a goal, then it's not about making what you're letting go this big, overwhelming thing. It's about that being a step towards something else. It's like, oh, okay, I see. I had to step on that stepping stone in order to reach what it is I want to reach. So let go and reach for something else while you're letting go. Because it's sort of like Tarzan. He never let go of a vine until he had grabbed another one. What you're in is something you're moving through. So decide what you want to embrace and embrace it. And I wish you the absolute best in that. So thank you for joining me, and I will be back next week. I will be checking into the chat room right after the show. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, we can address them there. And if you would like to have any type of, like, private consultation with me, you can reach me through my website at www.the-healing-house.com. So in the meantime, I wish you blessings, and I wish you balance, and I wish you many, many letting goes and embracing of life, because that's what life is. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. Take care.